Chapter 24.
Begin message from Alpha. Cracking security codes. Security codes cracked. Opening doors.
Adam watched the door to Biolab 1 slide open and stepped inside. A red light flashed over the operating room door, and Adam's heart tightened. There was a procedure in progress, and Adam knew that it had to be Chris. Hope clogged his logic circuits. Maybe they hadn't started yet. Maybe the alarm had sounded before the first incision. Maybe. Adam approached the window, hardly daring to look inside. He knew Chris would be in there. He just knew it. But what he didn't expect was Red standing there. He should have. Probability had suggested that he would be close to Chris, but Adam had not expected him to be hovering over Chris, running his hand over the thin white sheet that was Chris's only covering. Chris looked much smaller than his recorded height, tiny on the uncomfortable metal table, and Red towered over him as he bent close, whispering words that Adam couldn't hear into Chris's ear. Adam hurried to the operating room door, but it was locked. Connecting to the door, Alpha scanned the circuitry, working to crack the codes while Adam's eyes never left Chris. As he watched, Red's hand slipped under the sheet, and Adam banged his fist against the door. Red looked up, a smirk on his face, as he dipped his hand further under the thin sheet. Adam almost ripped his connectors as he tried to force the door, but it was solid, built to handle the rampages of cyber-shocked monsters. Red moved towards him, leaving Chris behind, and raised his hand to his nose, sniffing deeply. The white-hot rage that he'd been keeping tight control on flared, and he bashed at the glass, trying desperately to shatter the thin barrier between them. Chris was his. Chris was his caretaker. But he was more than that. Friend, possibly lover, or at least the potential was there. He had awoken things in Adam that scared him, terrified him, and been better than the endorphin rush of soaring high over the city. They had a connection, and Cerberus had taken that. The Devil's Spawn had taken that. Red had taken that. Now Chris lay there, asleep, sedated, dead, and Adam couldn't tell if they had completed the transformation or not. Every monitoring device in the theater was shielded, and the not knowing was starting to physically hurt. He needed to get in there, but Alpha was hitting a firewall. The codes were cycled faster than Alpha could crack them, a precaution against the cyber monsters created by the Genesis Project. Red turned back to Chris and stalked forward. Chris's eyes were open now, but staring ahead. His mouth moved, but Adam could not hear the words, and he was not in a position to read his lips. Whatever was said had no effect on Red. Chris's lips moved again, and Red reached out. Adam saw a flash of silver, and his heart stopped. He knew that flash. He looked down at his own hands. He knew it all too well. There was a blade in Chris's hand now, sharp and long. A combat knife, and Chris was moving, sleek and smooth and so fast. The knife sunk into the side of Red's neck and sailed through, cutting veins, arteries, and everything in between. Blood spurted over walls and equipment, staining Chris's sheet red. Red's hands flew to his throat, trying desperately to keep everything together, but it was too late. Adam's medical files helpfully calculated an approximate time of death and counted down the seconds. Red dropped to his knees and toppled sideways. His hand reached out towards Chris, straining for one last touch, but before he could make contact, it fell as his heart stuttered and stopped. Adam was lost. The hope he had was gone, shattered by the evidence before his eyes. Chris, this Chris, was graceful, moving with an economy of action that he didn't have before. The kill shot, and that was what it was precise and sure with no hesitation. Adam knew it was the programming because he'd have taken the same shot. Chris, his Chris, wasn't a killer, wouldn't even have known where to strike, would have faltered. Cerberus had stolen the innocent quality that made Chris Chris, hidden it behind layers of programming and logic filters. There would be an artificial intelligence, a brand new off-the-shelf model, in there somewhere, calling the shots and suppressing what was left of Chris, and Adam couldn't allow that. They had transformed Chris, and that he couldn't reverse, couldn't even begin to hypothesize how best to do it. But he could give Chris what Chris had given him, a path back to his humanity. Alpha devoted additional processor power to the door lock, overclocking the chips until their logic circuits burned out and the door hissed open. Adam was cautious as he stepped into the room, sensors finally getting a read on the room contents. There was no one here apart from Adam and Chris, and for that Adam was glad. He did not want an audience for this. To help Chris regain his core personality would require Adam to interface with Chris, and the AI's programming would react violently to any contact between them. He was no longer recognized as a friendly entity on Cerberus's networks, and assuming that the objectives programmed into Chris's intelligence units were the same as his, he would be identified as an enemy, forcing Chris to defend himself and try to capture or kill Adam. He didn't want to injure Chris, but if that was the only way to restore him to who he was, then he would do it. Alpha locked down the room, scrambling the security codes. They were alone and would be until Alpha released control. Adam approached slowly. Chris? There was no movement, no flicker to indicate that Chris had heard him, and Adam moved closer. Facial profiling active. The voice was flat, monotone, and Adam paused. It was Chris's voice, but it was not Chris who spoke, his secondary intelligent unit in control. There was no emotion, no intonation in the tone, just the words. Subject identified, Unit 736-Beta-7, codenamed Adam, status, prototype, Genesis Project, at large, wanted for retrieval and reprocessing, current objective modified, capture or kill target Adam. Chris moved into a sitting position, then pushed off the table. His skin flashed silver, and another blade joined the 12-inch combat knife he had used to kill Red. He was now dressed in medical scrubs, green in color. Adam's nanite shielding was still in place, but he strengthened it and engaged security protocols. Nanite-formed weaponry was different than standard blades. One cut, and Chris could try what he had done with the security units, if he thought of it. There was no guarantee that he would. Chris would have the standard tactics software with no modifications. He would know how to execute the basic moves and combine them into a sequence, but anything inventive, that would take imagination, innovation, neither of which the base AI had learned yet, hopefully. But if the AI could incorporate some aspects of Chris, then this could be trouble. Adam knew he just needed one clean shot, one connection, and Alpha would have this AI's motherboard wrapped up in so many confusing commands that he would think this base code was written in trinary. But getting that one shot would not be easy. Now that Chris, or rather Chris's AI, had tagged Adam as a target, it wouldn't be pulling any punches. But Adam had a problem of his own. Chris was listed as his caretaker. Directive number one would not let him injure Chris, not even in self-defense.
List caretakers. One caretaker listed. Alan, Christopher Neal. Remove Alan, Christopher Neal from list. Authority, Adam.
Flexing his hands, Adam replicated blades of his own and gripped them tight. Even though his hands were no longer bound by his directives, he didn't want to use the blades. He didn't want to do more than subdue Chris, but he wasn't going to sit back and let the AI destroy him either. It was because of his existence that Chris was here and had been modified, and he owed it to Chris to restore him to who he had been before Cerberus's interference, or get him as close to that as possible. Identify. Adam moved further into the room, circling around the operating table. He needed to know just how far they had gotten into the procedure. They had installed cyberware, that much was obvious, and incorporated a secondary intelligence unit. But had they wiped his memories? Insufficient clearance, Chris's monotone voice replied. Alpha pulled a code clearance phrase from the network, and Adam tried again. Identify. Clearance. SC-1. Authentication. Alpha Sigma Indigo 3. Chris's head tilted a fraction as he parsed the code. Clearance granted. This unit is identified as Unit 1379-Gamma-45, codenamed Abel. Adam paused, looking at Abel. No, Chris, it was still Chris, and braced himself. Stand down. Clearance SC-1. Authentication Alpha Sigma Indigo 3. Authentication code not recognized. Adam glanced at the cameras and growled. Someone must be watching them, and they had reset the code once he had used it. Chris was moving closer, arms out from his side a fraction, and ready to engage. His attention was solely focused on Adam, eyes darting between his hands and his face. Adam let his eyes close, relying on sensor information. Here, all he saw was the changing stream of ones and zeros. Here, he didn't see the brown eyes of his friend looking out at him. He needed Chris to come to him. He needed Chris to attack first. But the waiting was excruciating. Memory segments displayed in superspeed, and Adam relived the horrors that were done to him. This was what they had done to Chris. This was what Cerberus had done. 2 months ago, Adam would not have hesitated. He had thought himself a machine, nothing more than a creation. But Chris had shown that he was wrong. He was more than that. So was Chris, and he couldn't go back to the belief that this figure approaching him was just a collection of wires and programming encased in a biological shell. And it was paralyzing him. 10 meters, 7 meters, 5 meters, 2 meters. Chris slowly closed the distance, but Adam couldn't move. And then Chris attacked. Adam didn't think, didn't process, just moved. Chris's first attack was textbook smooth, a duck and dodge to put him behind Adam so that he could cut the tendons behind his knee. But when the blade came down, Adam wasn't there. He whirled, snapping a punch to Chris's shoulder to knock him off balance. Chris staggered backwards and caught himself, pushing himself upright again, and they were engaged. A kick lashed out at Adam's knee. Adam's fist caught Chris under the jaw, snapping his head up. A blade sliced through muscle, and Adam returned the favor. Nanites broke from the edge of his blade and flooded Chris's system. Adam let a charge build up between his fingers, releasing it as his hand impacted Chris's solar plexus. Chris was flung backwards, his hand holding his chest as he hit the wall. Adam didn't give him time to recover, raining blows down on him, distracting him from the battle raging inside him as the nanites made their way to the motor processor. Chris's arm twitched, and Adam was caught with a right hook. A blade narrowly missed his throat as he rolled to the side, dragging Chris with him. Knees, elbows, fists, blades. Any opportunity he had, he took, and so did Chris. They were evenly matched, but Adam had more than just directives to fight for. Chris's muscles twitched as the nanites fought the AI for control, and Adam trapped Chris, locking him in place with his body. Chris struggled, hit out at him, but Adam countered and held him firm.
Begin message from Alpha. Motor processor access rights changed. Code word clearance only. Host intelligence unit access rights terminated.
Adam tentatively released Chris. He didn't move. Adam extended his connectors, letting them snake out to find the appropriate port and slot into place.
Begin message from Alpha. Interfacing with unit 1379-gamma-45, codenamed Able. External data stream detected. Isolating and identifying. Stream identified. Cerberus Control is attempting to gain access to this unit. Locking out all Cerberus Control frequencies.
Adam sifted through the standard system data and quickly identified Chris's secondary intelligence unit, Omega. It seemed to function along similar paths to Alpha, and that helped Adam formulate a plan.
Begin message from Adam. Change alias Able to Chris. Alias changed. Begin message from Adam to Omega. Begin diagnostics on primary intelligence unit. Focus area, brain function.
Adam felt fear starting to collect at the base of his spine and move higher. Everything that he saw, every command that had been executed, had Omega's authority code against it. There was no mention of Chris or Abel. Chris wasn't awake, and there could only be one explanation for that.
Begin message from Omega to Adam. Diagnostics complete. All readings match baseline. Begin message from Adam to Omega. Sending cybershock.eeg. Begin comparison to recorded baselines. Begin message from Omega to Adam. File received. Comparison complete. Readings are positive match for cybershock.
Adam's heart constricted in his chest. He had hoped that he was wrong, but they hadn't been that lucky. He couldn't focus on that. He needed to fix this.
Begin message from Adam to Omega. Directive number 4. The unit must not allow itself to be destroyed. Begin message from Omega to Adam. No protocols exist for effective treatment of cybershock. Begin message from Adam to Omega. Grant unit Adam execute rights on unit Chris. Yes or no? Begin message from Omega to Adam. Yes.
Adam released the breath that he had been holding. Omega, governed by his fourth directive, had given him what he needed. There was a chance. Cybershock, or acute biological dissociative disorder, was defined as a disruption or breakdown of identity and/or perception. The brain maps perceptions of self, constantly changing this mapping based on minute changes that happen on a minute-by-minute basis. Alterations are only fractions of degrees at a time. The installation of cyberware, when over a base threshold and done under anesthesia, can result in a second mapping being made which holds no comparison to the original and is rejected by the brain. This disassociation of self and physicality can cause a fracture, leaving the subject in a non-responsive state. Chris had no cyber modifications prior to the Genesis transformation. He had never desired modification or pictured himself with cyberware. As such, he had shut himself down and allowed Omega to take and maintain complete control. Adam needed to revive Chris, and quickly. The longer he was allowed to remain like this, the harder it would be to integrate both images together. Adam had never dealt with this before, and all information that Alpha displayed was theoretical at best, but Adam needed to try. Interfacing with Omega fully, Adam shared his memories, displaying them for Chris to see. Chris nursing him back to health, Chris cooking, Chris and Adam on the couch talking, kissing, talking, humming, singing, Chris and his guitar, Chris working on lyrics, Chris reaching up to kiss Adam's cheek, in the park, on the street, in the apartment. Every snatch of music that Adam had heard Chris hum, sing, create. Every note reproduced in surround sound and shared for Chris to see.
Begin message from Omega to Adam. Increased beta waves detected.
The memories flashed by faster and faster, the notes lingering as Adam shared every moment of time that they had spent together.
Begin message from Alpha. Connection stability decreasing. Attempting to correct. Attempt to correct failed.
5 weeks compressed and sent across thin wires, and Adam didn't know if it was going to work. He had hope, but was that enough? The connection fritzed and Adam held on desperately, playing precious moments. But it was no good. The connection faltered and died. Adam looked down at Chris, his vocal processor humming one of Chris's favorite songs. Chris's face scrunched up and his eyes flickered open, blinking against the harsh light. Adam smiled down at Chris, relief filling him. Adam? Chris's voice was small but filled with confusion and emotion, and Adam had never heard such a wonderful sound. He felt a tickle on his cheek and frowned as Chris reached up to brush at something. Light caught on a droplet of saline, and Adam brought his own hand to his cheek. There was wetness against his fingers, and Adam's frown deepened.